Today we're talking about karma. It's a very deep topic, isn't it?
It's a very deep topic. I feel to understand karma, we need a whole lifetime.
We could have a series of podcasts for 150 years, but we're not going to do that, so we're going to do our best.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to listen to us talk about that long. So.
No, but karma is such a deep topic. Most people don't understand karma. It's a word that gets thrown out there. Oh, it must be karma, very kind of offhandedly. But it's extremely subtle, extremely deep, philosophy of karma. And it spans over lifetimes as well. So this is something that can confuse people, because one of the questions we got, what was the exact question?
Why is it that people who have wronged me doesn't seem to get any payback for what they have wronged me?
That's a deep question. Why is it that someone does something terrible to someone else, and the person suffered because of it, and the one who did it is having a great life, everything's wonderful, celebrating, it's all good, and yay. You think, what is going on here, right? So there's reason for that, and we are going to discuss it now. So welcome, welcome.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
So you want to start?
Karma is an enormous topic. So there's three kinds of karma. Right, this is something most people don't know. They normally think karma means only bad karma, right? Or sometimes they say good karma, but they're three words, isn't it? Karma, akarma, and vikarma, right? Vikarma is bad karma. Akarma is actually neutral karma. And karma means good karma.
Sukarma.
Yeah.
Sukarma is good karma, yes.
Good karma. Yeah, and so there's three kinds of karma we could be doing. And from a spiritual point of view, a lot of things that we might consider neutral karma are actually bad karma.
Absolutely. And there's no neutral karma right now. This is not the time period for neutral karma.
No.
So actually, for all intents and purposes, there's good karma and negative karma.
That's right. Because neutral karma only comes about once you've reached enlightenment.
Right.
You have to go beyond any negativity and beyond everything, then it's neutral.
Right.
So no one can say it's all just... you can say, okay, I'm brushing my teeth, right? That's not exactly bad karma.
No, there is... that is a very good point you brought up. Can I talk about that?
Of course.
Brushing teeth. Okay, think of karma... Actually, before we even get to... brushing teeth, right? When we do karmas, good karma or negative karma, what happens is positive karma or negative karma, what happens is it gets stored in the soul,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's a law that decides how much gets stored in the, how much you accumulate, right? When you are dealing with human beings, within human beings, right? Let's just talk about that today, human beings and human beings, because there's a totally different law that governs human beings and Supreme Soul and human beings and matter and all of those things, right? So this is the law that governs human beings and human beings, is whatever goes around comes around, or there is an equal and opposite reaction, one time return. So let's say I give a certain amount of sorrow to someone, I will get the same amount of sorrow back. That's the law.
Right.
And it's as definitive as the law of gravity, and no, it's absolute, and no one can escape that law.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so when we have this law going on, where does it get stored? It gets stored in the soul, in the sanskaras in the soul, right? Mm-hmm. That's where it gets stored. And how does it get stored? It gets stored in three, you could say, karmic accounts, but the best way to describe karmic accounts is through bank accounts.
Right.
So you could say you have checking account of karma, you have savings account of karma, and you have debt account of karma. So debt is when you do negative actions and you accumulate in your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Savings account is when you do actions above and beyond your basic call of duty, then you accumulate in your savings. And checking is everyday actions, like brushing your teeth.
With a toothbrush, yeah, exactly.
Right. So that is just checking account. Now go home. Because what happens is when we leave the body, we take our debt and savings, but we don't take our checking.
What do you mean by that? What's the checking then in this analogy?
Checking is everyday actions.
But it has an effect though, doesn't it? On positive or negative debt.
It does, it does, it does. So checking in this case would be driving, eating, cooking, brushing teeth. If you have children, taking care of your children.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is just checking account, right? And it only goes into checking if you're doing it, like let's say taking care of children. You're really taking care of your children well, then it goes into checking.
So you take care of them and you get a karmic benefit back.
No, it's checking. Checking, no, there's no benefit, right?
So
savings is when we do above and beyond our basic call of duty. If we have children, we have to take care of children.
Right.
Right? So think of it as what you can take with you. Karma has to be seen in terms of what you can take with you.
Okay.
You can only take your savings and debt.
Oh, so what you're meaning is that there's certain things you do that don't have a positive or negative influence
right.
in the future.
Right. But let's say you're taking care of your children, right? And you're not taking care of them well. You're abusing your children. Mm-hmm. That goes into your negative.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do your basic call of duty, but you have to do it well for it to be checking.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, if you get angry, if you abuse them, whatever, then it goes into your negative.
Right.
But there is something called checking, which is kind of like neutral, you could say, but it's not really neutral
mm-hmm.
because there is a potential, because neutral karma doesn't exist now.
It's easier just for practical purposes to think that there's a debit negative account and a savings account, just for simplicity's sake, because the checking, what goes in it, what doesn't go in it, how long does it last for, that starts to become
okay. So the checking, right, how long does it last for is a good question. Let's say you're taking care of your children and you're
right.
taking care of them very well, you do get a reward.
Yeah.
But it is your basic call of duty, though.
Yeah, because you have kids.
Yes, right. Otherwise, it's not your... I mean, if you're not taking care of them, then it goes into negative.
Right.
So think of it. Okay, let's say... I'll give you a story. Let's just make up a story. Like someone was born in England 500 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And... everyone, okay, actually before we go into all of that, the word karma, right, in Sanskrit, the word karma means action. It doesn't have a spiritual connotation in Sanskrit, right?
It's just action.
It's just action.
Yeah.
Like if I want to tell someone do this action, then I will say do this karma.
Right.
We give it a spiritual connotation.
Yeah.
Right, that there are implications. Implications means that they are... these laws surrounding our actions, it's not like randomly we are doing things and there are no consequences,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the most important thing about karma. We're not just randomly doing things and there are no consequences. There are consequences for everything we are doing.
Every action has a consequence.
Yes, every action has a consequence. It's a cause and effect, and that's the most important message actually about karma.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about was... in the action, right, let's go back to this. So it's actions. So every time, every day, even while we're sleeping, we are performing actions.
Mm-hmm.
So we are performing karma all the time. We cannot escape. No one can escape. Even sannyasis that go off, live in forest, they are still performing karma.
Right.
You can't escape. They might not be performing negative karma like people who are in the world
mm-hmm.
and doing negative things, right? But they're still performing karma.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's take this gentleman, this little baby boy, was born in England 500 years ago.
What's his name?
What's his name? John.
John.
Okay, so John was born in England 500 years ago. And he came, remember in one of our podcasts we said we live in
In our home. Yeah.
So he came directly from home, and he just was born. He just arrived, right, from
so
home.
So he's pure.
He's
no
pure.
No account.
And because he's pure, and he comes into a very loving, wealthy family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now he's growing up. John is growing mm-hmm. up in a very loving, wealthy family. And he grows up to be 25, right? And he decides he's going to get married at 25. And he decides he's going to have children. And he decides he's going to start a business, right? So his business is very successful. And he has children. He's a really loving father to his children.
Right.
And so this is going on for a while. Right, so all of this karma he's doing now, he started a business, he's being a loving husband, he's being a loving father. Where is all of that going?
Mm-hmm.
In just checking.
Right.
Because all he's doing is he's doing basic things, mm-hmm. right? Like what's his duty, that's all he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to accumulate in your savings account of karma, you have to do something above and beyond your basic call of duty.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, John, someone comes and says, I'm opening a hospital, can you donate some money?
Right.
Right? So John donates money. So now, that particular action, that mm-hmm. particular karma, goes into the savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he donated, he didn't have to do it, but he did it. So
yeah.
It goes into savings account. And now let's say, a few years down the line, he starts beating his wife.
As you do. In England, 500 years ago.
We're just happen. Making this up, right?
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah. I'm just simplifying.
He started to drink. He likes his beers.
And he starts beating.
And then his wife starts to get irritated by his wife, and she, you know, and he's like, that's just what he starts to do because of the alcohol.
Yes. Okay. So he starts beating his wife.
Right.
Now, where does that account go?
In his checking account, because it was just mild beating. She deserved it. No. It goes in his negative account.
Yes, it's going into
it goes
his
in
negative.
His savings account.
Because she deserved it. Okay, so it goes into his
debt.
Debt account.
Debt. And also drinking is probably going into his debt account.
Debt account,
well.
Right? So now let's say John has grown old and he's left the body.
But wait. But let's say he doesn't immediately feel the negative effect of that.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. He doesn't necessarily
feel... He might or he might not.
He might or might not, because karma is very poetic. It's not like, in this life, I come and punch you and you come and punch me. That doesn't work that way.
See, what I thought, we'll come back to John in a minute, but when I first heard about karma, I was told a similar lesson, what we're saying now. I remember thinking afterwards, I was churning about this, and I thought, I would really appreciate it if there were these karmic ninjas.
Right.
Now I was like, where are the? Because if I had a bad thought or did something wrong, and these guys all dressed in black came from like behind a tree and just smacked me with something, I would get the message and go, whoa, all right, that was. Because some things are not black.
That
and
is
white.
Why we need enlightenment.
Yeah, that's. Enlightenment, that's all we need.
That's why we need. We need awakening enlightenment to see, because then you can be your own karmic ninja.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be helpful?
It would be helpful, but you can become your own karmic ninja.
No, you can, but this is why karma is a bit of a sticky topic, because
you don't see immediate payback.
You can't see immediate payback. And also, sometimes, like drinking alcohol or whatever it is, it might seem like it's a fun thing to do or a good thing to do, or everyone else is doing it. And there might not be obvious negative consequences right off the bat. There is, after a while, if they become alcoholics, right, and they start getting sick. But that's the issue, isn't it?
I mean, in comparison to drinking alcohol and beating your wife.
Yeah. Beating your wife is worse, obviously.
Beating your wife is much worse.
Much worse. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The karmic account of drinking alcohol is not as bad,
no, it's not as, bad,
bad as beating
yeah,
your wife.
No.
So let's not
no.
forget that.
No, of course not. Okay. I imagine he should feel guilty about it.
But maybe he didn't feel, whatever he felt, didn't feel, I don't know. John is a little...
Yeah, there's not much written about John because it's 500 years ago.
It's 500 years ago, right. And it's... Anyway, now John is grown old and he leaves the body. Right? So he will not take any of his checking account with him.
Right.
Right? Nothing. Being good to his kids, family, making a lot of money, nothing goes with him.
Right.
The only thing that will go with him is the donation he made to the hospital as a savings account into his next life, and the thing that will go with him is his abuse to his wife, that as a debt account will go with him into his next life. And in his next life, he could be born, let's say, we of course believe in reincarnation, and we believe in reincarnation within the same species.
Right. So he's going to be born as, and also it normally goes male, female, male,
female, male, right? You're not restricted by gender and you're not restricted by nationality, none of those things.
So chances are he's going to become a woman in his next life.
Yeah, and it could be a woman, let's say, in India.
It could be, right.
Right?
He doesn't have to be in England.
Right, he could be a woman in India now.
Right.
So he's a woman in India, and because he didn't have accumulate too much in his wealth account, right?
Yeah.
Of really using his wealth for the right purposes. In this life, this woman, let's say her name is Mina. Mina is not necessarily wealthy. She might be born poor in a poor family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, but because the health, right? Because the soul gave a lot of donation to the hospital, Mina will be born healthy.
It
will have health in this life.
Right.
Right? And in this life, let's say Mina is doing all the right things, right? Whatever little she has, she's really doing above and beyond her basic call of duty. She's helping people.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing all of those things. So now she's accumulating very good karma.
Right.
Many, many good actions Mina is doing to accumulate good karma.
Right?
And... like she's really helping everyone, she's really all those things. So now Mina is doing all of that. And not necessarily in this life that Mina would get the result of the abuse.
Not, no,
it can or
it could be.
It could be, it might not be.
It might not be. So it's
so
John,
let's just
John becomes Mina in his next life.
Right.
Same soul, same person, really.
Same
different
soul,
body.
Different body.
Now
it's
a different name. And as this new person, same soul, but now is called Mina and now is called she, right? Has good health because of the donations. It didn't give to the poor, so they're not going to get wealth back, right? But might potentially get beaten by her husband.
Right, but might not also.
Might
so
not.
let's give Mina a pass in this life.
No pass. So she's creating some good fortune.
Yeah, she's creating her good fortune. She's having a happy life. She's really doing a lot of wonderful things for everyone.
Yeah.
So she's accumulating in her savings account.
Right.
But her debt account doesn't go anywhere.
No.
So now Mina grows old and she goes into, let's say, a Richard's body in America.
Yeah, Richard's. Look at that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now she's in America.
Mm-hmm.
And in this life, let's say Richard is born to wealthy parents because of all,
yeah,
the,
all the previous.
All the, as Mina, the soul has done such good karmas.
Right, right.
But now, Richard in this life will have the abuse, maybe.
Yeah, maybe
so,
by his father or something.
Some father or someone, right?
Yeah.
So the abuse will happen. So let's give Richard some abuse in this life.
Yeah, and he's going to get abuse from his parents.
Yeah.
And maybe other people beat him up and stuff. So
right.
He doesn't have to get abuse from his partner necessarily.
Right, right.
Because it can come back in a different way. He might,
yes.
Might be a parent, might be kids, he might be bullied.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways that that amount of suffering given can
yes.
come back. It
right.
doesn't have to be in the same form.
Yeah.
Like if someone sort of injures someone in like their arm, doesn't mean the other person's arm is going to get injured in the same spot. It might, but that's a little bit too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very poetic.
Yeah.
Right, it's not so obvious, no. Right? It's not so obvious. So that's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
That's how the checking goes. Checking means like if you're brushing your teeth, you are performing karma, but that's it.
It's not going in the negative.
It's not going in negative or positive, and it's not going anywhere with you.
No.
And if you do negative things, there are consequences, angels. There are consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line of karma story, is there are consequences for everything we do.
And so if someone is wondering, how come someone did something bad to me, and they don't seem to be suffering the consequence?
Okay, there could be two things we have to look at it, is at some point in the past, not to that person necessarily, someone else, I did bad things.
Yeah.
It's absolute. Karma
yeah.
is absolute. There are no mistakes. It's very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
There are no mistakes.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely no mistakes. So if you are suffering, you're only suffering because of the consequences of your past actions.
It's very empowering. Also, some people have a hard time accepting that, you know. But it's ultimately like, what are you going to believe? That you're a victim, or that you... It's actually more empowering to say, I'm suffering here, but it's actually clearing some account that I had from who knows where.
Right.
So now it's gone.
It's gone. It's done, 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 done. You're right.
So all the little pains we have, I mean, it's a positive thing. Like, we might have a little pain here, a little bit of pain, whatever. This is clearing something, so...
Right, especially pain within relationships,
right?
That's very harsh. Pain in the body, it goes away, you forget it.
Yeah. No, emotional pain.
Emotional
pain
is very hard to take, but I don't want you to beat yourself up, any of you, that, oh, I emotionally gave pain to other people, so I'm getting it back now. Just think of it as something that got settled, done.
Yeah.
Right? That's one way of looking at it. Something got settled, done. Second way of looking at it is that person is also creating an account, and that person will get his due. There is no way you can get out of this. Right? Like, let's say I rack up a huge credit card bill,
mm-hmm.
and then I declare bankruptcy. I can do that. I'm not going to go to debtor's prison. No one's going to come after me. Maybe a few, whatever, you know.
Yeah. In England, you get bailiffs coming around and taking all your stuff.
Right. Here, no. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You'll get a few calls from the collection agency. But that's pretty much it. So you can declare bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
But in karma, you cannot. You have debt. You have debt. You have to settle it. You have to settle your debt. You cannot declare bankruptcy. You can't get over it. Other people might not know you did it. You didn't do it. So we don't need to worry about other people's karmas. They did something bad to us. They did negative karma. Let it be. They will get the consequences of it. You don't worry. Trust in karma. Karma really works.
Yeah, it could be in the next life. It could be in this life. But this is when, like, there's an expression, don't take the law into your own hands. So if I say, this person did something bad, he needs to be punished, and then create a mob to go and punish the wrongdoers, which happens quite a lot, actually, in various countries, then we're taking the law of karma into our own hands, and then we actually do bad karma. Which we suffer from. It's better to leave them to karma, not to try and get involved.
Yeah, you know, one thing we have to remember is, in any situation, right, if we want to have maximum enjoyment, we just need to worry about ourselves.
Right.
Don't worry about the other person.
Yeah.
Right? Just trust that they will get the consequences, they will get their comeuppance at some point. And I don't need to be involved in their comeuppance.
No.
Right? And then also the other thing I have to trust is that one time, right, they did something to me one time, emotionally caused pain one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I trusted someone, I did something, and they totally betrayed me. right? They did it one time. But me thinking about it and me thinking why they are not getting their due, why are they happy, all of this, I am actually inflicting more pain on myself again and again and again and again.
Right.
Like they stabbed me once. I'm taking that knife and stabbing myself again and again and again. So don't stab yourself.
Because then that becomes bad karma as well.
Right.
Because karma is also the mind and
right.
the words. It's
right.
not just actions. You know?
Right. So if they're not getting it, fine. Be happy. You know, there is a saying, right? The best form of revenge is living well.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Don't worry about people.
Yeah.
The best form of revenge is living well.
Yeah, if you let them, what they've done to you and thinking about them, wreck your life,
what's the point, right?
Yeah.
To understand that we need to understand about karma not to beat ourselves. We need to understand about karma to liberate ourselves.
And also, everything we do it for ourselves. This is another quote from the spiritual teachings. So let's say, like this podcast, right? Here we are. Now, we're not charging you anything for it. And we want to help you, like we really do. But this is also for us because it's
yeah,
our
we
dharma.
Get helped the most.
We benefit from doing it, and it's our dharma, our duty from the heart to be of service to people. So I want to help other people because I feel that's my dharma in my life. And I will get the benefit of it. I'm not thinking, oh, this is my good karma and rubbing my hands. That's not what I'm thinking. But it's, we have to follow our duty, our dharma. And so being happy, we get the benefit. Or being upset, we suffer the consequences.
I know, right?
But a lot of people, they don't recognize this, right? Like, let's say, for example, a mother. And she says, oh, I did everything for my family. I did everything for my family. I give so much, I give so much, I give so much, right? But she's feeling resentful about it. She doesn't realize she's doing it for herself. She is doing it for them because it's her duty. But we're choosing our own life.
You know, one thing, right? We need to use the knowledge of karma. We just scratched the surface.
This is a deep topic.
We can do another one, another session on this. But I want to talk about one thing, which I should have said in the beginning because that's what I had in my intention and then I completely forgot about it, is pick something in your life. Pick something in your life that other people have wronged you and let it go. Actively let it go by understanding the principles, philosophy of karma, and see how wonderful you will feel.
Yeah, because if you, let's say you're in a situation where you give, and then you don't get anything back. The karma is paid. So that's a freedom.
Right, that is freedom.
Yeah.
Right, that you're not thinking about it, you're not, what is this happening, why is this soul still happy?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right, that's not our problem.
No.
Just liberating ourselves is our problem.
And many people just say, you know, who've done crimes and whatever else, and they got away with it. If you learn more about the story, those people who got away with it, they can't sleep at night, they have health problems, there's all these issues, oftentimes.
Yeah, so, yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
Hollywood tries to tell you otherwise, you know, like, oh, this assassin falls in love and lives, like, really? If you're assassinating people for a livelihood, how are you going to do
yeah.
anything, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's their karma, whatever,
Hollywood has its own karma.
We won't get into their karma.
There's individual karma, and then there's also collective karma.
Yes, we need to talk about collective karma too. But later, just understand that everyone will reap the rewards or suffer the consequences of their actions. Everyone will.
Right.
And we don't need to get involved in that.
Yeah.
And liberate yourself from it. Liberate yourself from, just see it. The way you would liberate yourself is pick a situation in your life where someone has wronged you, right? They did negative karma to you. Just see it and allow it to go. Just release that person, release yourself from the bond of that thinking about that situation and just let it go. Just understand that from now on, you have the choice to do good karma. And they have choices to do whatever they want to do, but you have choice to do good karma.
Yeah, none of us just let it go. And the other thing that's extremely important, which we haven't talked about, is very briefly, is there's two ways of clearing karma. One is pain, and the other is remembering God properly, accurately. And so when we have that spiritual connection, which is why we have all these meditations, the karma that otherwise is on our shoulders, on our head, it starts to get cleared. And the reason that works is because the purpose of karma is to return us back to our original state, is to clear the debt, because we originally didn't have any debt and we were very liberated. So when we remember God, that is also bringing us back to our original state. And so because karma is trying to teach us a lesson in a way, it's trying to like come back to us something that was lost. So if I'm not going to do anything about it personally, then my only option is to get suffering, to clear it, to give me some wake-up calls, to give me some messages. But if I do the spiritual practices, remember God, and feel that peace and that love, then I don't need the karmic message to get me into that state, because I've done it voluntarily. That's very, very important to remember. So you have a choice. You can either not do anything and have to just wait around for bad things to happen, or do deep spiritual practice and come into higher states and purity and peace, and then a lot of it is wiped. And if you want to do that, then study our free Ancient Spiritual Secrets course, where we go into this in more detail and teach you how to do these practices so you can clear your karma without suffering, or with less suffering. So that is very, very good news. So we have two choices, pain or bliss.
Thank you, Brother Michael. That was wonderful. You think obviously people will choose bliss.
Not really, not as simple as that, is it?
They don't, because they're used to the pain.
Yeah.
And bliss requires a little bit more work.
More work to get to the bliss, yeah. It's easier to sit around going, let me distract myself from my karma, than it is to say, okay, let me come into a higher state and face everything. So, but good news is now you know this. Most people would have never even heard about these things. Did you even know there was three types of karma, right? So this is very deep. And you can see it playing out everywhere. Once you understand this, you can look at any situation and you get a sense of what's going on. But even then, you don't know everything, because there's layers and layers and layers. But the main thing Shireen was really sharing, amongst other things, is it's not your business to try and figure out other people's karma. Because they don't even know. How are we going to know what it is?
Blessing. Pick any page.
Any page. Let us see. I've gone to the dedication, which I won't read, right at the back of the service. You beautifully demonstrated that true happiness isn't found in self-gain, but in the selfless act of serving others. The fulfillment you've discovered in this journey reflects your compassionate spirit and your meaningful impact on a kinder world. That's beautiful. So the more we are of service, the more good karma we have, and the more good things everyone will feel.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.